Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Plunder Private Equity's Plan to Pillage America by Brendan Belew, is an investigative work of economic and legal reportage that explains how private equity has become a powerful, often hidden force across the U.S. economy. Drawing on Belew's experience as a federal prosecutor and his time as special counsel for private equity in the Justice Department's Antitrust Division, the book translates a notoriously technical industry into concrete, real-world consequences. Belew argues that a common private equity playbook emphasizes short-term extraction over durable business building, frequently through heavy debt, aggressive cost-cutting, and recurring fees that shift risk onto workers, consumers, and local communities. He also stresses that private equity is not operating in a vacuum. Tax rules, limited liability structures, and uneven enforcement have enabled the model to scale. Alongside the critique, Plunder offers a reform-oriented framework aimed at improving accountability, strengthening competition policy, and limiting the most damaging financial practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the private equity playbook, buying with debt and extracting value. A central topic in Plunder is the core financial architecture of many private equity deals and why it can incentivize harm. Belew describes how buyouts often rely on leveraged financing, meaning the acquired company, not the fund, carries significant debt. That structure can pressure management to prioritize immediate cash generation over investment in staff, product quality, maintenance, or long-term strategy. The book also explains how private equity owners may charge portfolio companies various fees and pursue transactions that return capital quickly, such as recapitalizations or asset sales, even when doing so weakens the operating business. Belew's broader claim is not that every deal ends in disaster, but that the incentives are tilted toward extraction because owners can win even when the company becomes fragile. The result is a pattern of companies that look financially engineered rather than competitively strengthened. By detailing the mechanics in plain language, the book equips readers to see private equity not as a vague Wall Street label, but as a specific set of contractual and financial choices with predictable outcomes. Secondly, workers and communities as shock absorbers of financial risk. Plunder emphasizes that when a leveraged portfolio company struggles, the losses are often pushed onto people with the least ability to absorb them. Belew links private equity ownership to familiar experiences, layoffs that follow an acquisition, pressure on wages and benefits, and the erosion of pensions or job security. These outcomes are framed as structural, not accidental. When debt service and fee obligations are fixed, labor becomes one of the most adjustable line items, especially in industries where service quality depends on staffing levels. The book also widens the lens beyond employees. Communities can suffer when a major employer closes, when a local hospital or care facility deteriorates, or when essential services are run with thinner margins for safety. Belew portrays these consequences as part of a broader transfer of risk, where investors and managers can capture upside while workers and residents bear the downside of instability. This theme is presented as a civic problem as much as an economic one, because the costs show up in strained public budgets, reduced access to reliable services, and local economic decline. Thirdly, sector-by-sector damage from healthcare and housing to everyday services. Another key topic is how private equity's approach plays out differently across sectors, especially where customers are vulnerable or switching costs are high. Belew highlights industries in which quality is hard for outsiders to measure and where cost-cutting can remain hidden until harm is severe, such as parts of healthcare and long-term care. He also points to markets where consolidation can quietly raise prices or reduce choice, including segments of housing and local service businesses. The significance of these examples is not only that private equity owns many kinds of companies, but that the model can intersect with essential needs, medical care, elder care, shelter, and emergency or quasi-public services. In such settings, profit strategies that might be merely unpleasant in discretionary retail can become dangerous or socially destabilizing. The book uses these areas to argue that private equity is no longer a niche corner of finance, but an ownership layer affecting daily life. By tracing common tactics across multiple arenas, Belew illustrates a repeatable pattern and suggests why standard consumer protections may not be sufficient when ownership incentives are misaligned. Fourthly, roll-ups, market power, and the limits of conventional antitrust. Plunder also examines how private equity can contribute to concentration through roll-ups. The strategy of buying many smaller firms in the same field and combining them into a larger platform, Belew argues that roll-ups can create market power without the public visibility of a single blockbuster merger. When consolidation happens via many small transactions, each deal may fall below reporting thresholds or attract limited scrutiny, yet the cumulative effect can still reduce competition. the consequences can include higher prices, fewer options, and increased bargaining power over labor or suppliers. Ballou connects this to a broader critique of enforcement and monitoring, suggesting that policy tools designed for traditional corporate mergers do not always capture private equity's fragmented acquisition style. This topic matters because it reframes private equity, not only as a story about individual companies, but as a structural influence on market design. By focusing on how ownership and acquisition strategy can reshape entire local or professional markets over time, the book invites readers to think of competition policy as an ongoing process rather than a one-time approval decision. Lastly, government-enabled growth and a reform agenda for accountability. A defining feature of Ballou's argument is that private equity's rise is intertwined with public policy choices. Plunder describes how legal structures, tax treatment, and regulatory gaps can allow firms to profit while limiting responsibility for downstream damage. Ballou frames this as a bipartisan governance challenge. When oversight is weak and lobbying influence is strong, the most aggressive business models become normalized. The book then pivots to reforms meant to change incentives and strengthen accountability. Rather than relying on a single fix, Ballou points toward a menu of actions such as closer scrutiny of roll-ups, constraints on particularly extractive financial maneuvers, and rules that reduce the ability to drain companies for short-term payouts. He also raises the issue of aligning executive rewards with outcomes for workers and the long-term health of firms. The practical value of this agenda is that it treats private equity as a policy domain, not a mystery. Even readers who disagree with specific proposals can use the framework to evaluate what should be regulated, who should bear risk, and how to keep essential services from being run primarily as financial instruments. In conclusion, Plunder is best suited to readers who want a clear, grounded explanation of why private equity matters beyond finance pages. Policymakers, regulators, journalists, students of law or economics, and investors looking for a critical lens on the asset class will find the book especially useful. Its main benefit is intellectual clarity. Ballou breaks down the basic mechanisms of buyouts, fees, and leverage, then connects those mechanisms to outcomes that appear in workplaces, neighborhoods, and essential services. The book also offers practical value by treating reform as a realistic project, emphasizing oversight, competition policy, and accountability rather than vague calls for corporate responsibility. What helps Plunder stand out in a crowded category of books on inequality and corporate power is its combination of insider institutional perspective and accessible storytelling. Ballou writes as someone who has worked within federal enforcement, which sharpens the discussion of why existing rules can fail and where interventions might actually bite. Compared with broader critiques of Wall Street, the book is tightly focused on private equity as a specific governance and incentive system, making it a useful companion to readers trying to understand financialization in concrete, testable terms. If you would like to support Brendan Ballou, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.